Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It this afternoon, we have Kelly Krein with AAUW Jamestown. And Kelly, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting for the AAUW group in Jamestown, because we had you on the last time we had you on. We were talking about the closing of the bookstore, which you are actually the manager of the bookstore, right?
Yes, volunteer coordinator.
Volunteer coordinator. But this is very exciting news. Now, today, May 11th through the 13th, the bookstore is going to be opening up and teaming up with the Dakota Store Volunteer Center, right?
Correct. We actually had a soft opening last week. Didn't really do any advertising about that, but we've had people stop in, and now starting tomorrow through Saturday is our grand opening. Okay. And as you said, we have co-located with another nonprofit in town, the Dakota Store, and we are located right across the street to the east from the Basilica, and to the south of the KC Club. So we're in a good location. Lots of people go by every day. And we think that we're helping each other to bring in new customers. We were at the Buffalo Mall for almost 10 years, the used bookstore, and yet we know a lot of people in town didn't realize we were there. So we think that we will have a lot of new people that come in and see us. We do not have quite as big an inventory as we had in the mall because we don't have quite as much room. However, a lot more room than you would think when you go by the store because it goes deep. And we have moved all our shelves and our inventory and put up all our categories like we have in the past, and a nice opportunity for us to continue, which we're very happy for. We joined with the Dakota Store earlier this year in thinking about the possibility of co-locating, which means that their store and our store are separate, and yet we use the same volunteers to wait on people and check out people and so on. Okay. And they have all the North Dakota products, you know, the Pride of Dakota things, and they keep looking for new people who provide products, food products, and all kinds of gift products and gift baskets, that type of thing. They also are open in the summer up at the Buffalo Frontier Village in the depot location. So they'll be starting that May 26th and go through the summer months. So they'll have actually two spots then for the summer months. Anyway, we're just hoping that we will have a lot of people that are eager to see what we have to offer and how we've fixed this place up to be a bookstore and a Dakota Store, and that they will stop in. We're open now many more hours than we were when we were in the mall, because we're open every single day from 9 to 5 and selected Saturdays. I think for the time being, it's going to be the second Saturday of the month, which means that this Saturday is the second Saturday. Okay. And June also and July are set up. There are things going on in town that we want to piggyback off of as far as people being around. So that's kind of the plan at this point. That schedule, the Saturday schedule, can vary as we go down the year and so on. As I mentioned, we have all volunteers that run our stores. Dakota Store does have a manager, Deb Lee, and she has her office there. So she is there most of the time and can assist if anyone needs it. Their store actually supports the Volunteer Center, which was funded by a federal program up until March of this year when their grants ended. And their volunteers, they all felt that they'd like to continue the program. And so they wanted to try to reduce expenses and continue to figure out how they could stay in operation. And that's kind of how we came together. So if there are things in town that nonprofit groups need volunteers for, like stuffing envelopes or getting ready for convention.
Yeah, we actually had them help out with one of our events here in the station with our farmer power planting packs, which was fantastic. Yeah.
Packages, greeting people, taking tickets. There's lots of short-term things that volunteers can do. And I think Deb says there's a core group of about 25 volunteers that are willing to be called and help with some of those things. And my AUW people that work regularly at the bookstore are just passionate about the bookstore, so they enjoy meeting the public and getting in on the sales there. I regret that I do not have our phone number with me. Deb took care of the phone, but the store does have a phone number now, and we'll be getting that out. You might notice our big billboard down, the digital billboard that's on the intersection. That. Yep. So that was a good plus to give people information about us. And as far as AUW is concerned, you can always go just to AUW.com, and it on the computer, it will take you to our branch. It takes a little while to get there, but we usually have a lot of information about ourselves on the bookstore.
Okay.
And while I'm talking about that, I would want to mention that an activity that's coming up for us, an annual activity, is the AUW Annual Garden Tour. I think this is 28. It's either it's the 27th or 28th Garden Tour. It will be July 19th, and it's from 4 to 8 in the evening. We don't have the places secured yet. I start working on that right about now. So if anybody's listening and would like to suggest a place or volunteer their own place, I could look at it and we could talk about that. One thing I do know for sure is that we're going to be having our refreshment time this year at the restored Stetson County Courthouse.
Oh, excellent.
And we're hoping that a lot of people will be interested in coming to tour the courthouse then and have a chance to see the good things that they have done there. So
excellent.
We'll be getting more information about that, and I will come back and give more specific information. But anyway, for now, we hope people will stop in, taste some of the Dakota treats that are for sale at the Dakota store. There'll be samples during this grand opening, and some lemonade, and the chance to sign up for door prizes and just browse around. And one thing I must mention, however, is I know a lot of people have been waiting to donate books because we've been closed. You know, basically we haven't been taking any since the first of the year.
Okay.
And we still have to tell them that they have to be patient a little longer. We're not taking new donations yet because we're still trying to get everything in order in our storeroom as far as duplicates and, you know, things that we brought over. So there will be signs when we are ready to take donations, and there will be some guidelines for the donations, more so than in the past. We're not going to be able to just take everything. We're thinking that fiction, we prefer to have no older than 10 years old, and other kinds of books that relate to information, resources, that type of thing, reference, that those we don't want to be more than 15 years old, unless there's some classics or some things like Louis L'Amour Westerns. You know, there are certain things that we take, but you will have to bring donations when we do start taking them. You'll have to come during business hours. We have a back door now where we will be able to accept donations. And our back door is also for people that need accessibility. The store is in two levels. And when you come into the Dakota store on the first level, if you want to get to the bookstore section, there are two steps to go up. And if anybody has a problem with that, they may go around to the side door. There's a buzzer to ring and they can get in without any problem.
Excellent. So, very good. Wow. It's very exciting. Kelly Krein again with AAUW Jamestown branch. Found the phone number, Kelly, for people who want to ask questions or find more. It is 701-952-9684.
Okay.
And you guys are located at 601 First Avenue South in Jamestown. So
correct.
Go check them out. They are doing their grand opening on Thursday through Saturday. And Kelly, anything else you wanted to add in there?
No, just that I hope I'll see a lot of our old friends and a lot of new faces as well.
Excellent. Very good. So Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.